Got a quick Second Amendment victory to tell you about, and this one happened in New York, of all places. And this is a case we've been following here on this channel for months. Back in June, I told you that the Second Amendment Foundation was taking up a case. The case is called Hunter v. Cortland Housing Authority. And if you might remember watching that one, the rundown of that was basically the housing authority had in their lease that the tenants, members of their direct family, and visitors were banned from owning, possessing, or displaying and using firearms of any type or any other weapon that fell under the definitions of New York State's defined weapons. And we had some good news about it that happened yesterday. But first, I want to thank Brownells for sponsoring the channel. Brownells are great folks over in Grinnell, Iowa. You can use code GNG10 and save greatly over there. All kinds of things, from gunsmithing tools to magazines that you could read, standard capacity readings, or limited capacity readings. All kinds of tools you can get there. Check them out. Brownells, know where to go. Great people over there. Thanks for supporting the channel, Brownells. Appreciate y'all. You all support those that support us. So what happened yesterday? Well, Judge Sudeby up in New York, we've heard his name before, who's been smacking down New York, and Kathy Hochul doesn't like that judge at all. But the judge issued a permanent injunction in the case, and I mentioned the Second Amendment challenge. There's also a First Amendment challenge to this. The Cortland Housing Authority has a Facebook page. And anytime residents would make an entry on their page, a comment saying, "This is terrible, you're violating my rights, the Second Amendment is a thing, and you're banning it," they would just delete the comments. That's a violation of people's First Amendment because it's a government-run agency. Government-run agencies aren't supposed to delete your comments. Bet you didn't know that. Like, police departments can't delete your comments. If they have comments on, they can't delete them. So, yeah. And it's like that for all of government. The judge issued this permanent injunction yesterday that said, this ban of firearms by people in their home, even though it's a government-subsidized housing authority, it violates the Second Amendment as per the Heller case, which said people can keep guns in their home for self-defense, and the Bruin decision, which said if there wasn't a law on the books that was consistent with this nation's history, Texas history and tradition of firearm regulation, then it was unconstitutional, and boom, Bob's your uncle. We understand that any type of ban that says you can't have a gun in your home is unconstitutional. And so the judge smacked them down. Also, the clause for that was removed from the lease and stricken from all current leases as well. So good on them. This is a big win because now we have a precedent that says government can't ban the Second Amendment in property that they operate, specifically residential property. Big to see what happens from here in other parts of the country if, and I don't know this because I don't know all of the housing authorities, if they have similar bans in some of them, well, now we have the angle for attack. Thank you to the Second Amendment Foundation for constantly fighting and suing the government. You want to support them, you can link is right down below. You support them, join them, donate to them. I get nothing out of it. They just know it's from here, and it's part of the GNG militia who is doing great things. And I thank you for that. You guys and gals viewing, when you do little things like hit that thumbs up button, make a comment, turn on the bell notification, or forward the video, it does a tremendous thing to this algorithm in YouTube, and it forces them to weight our videos more, which gets it to more people, which helps make a difference. If you love the Second Amendment, subscribe to this channel now and stay in the know, because we have a lot more victories coming down the pike, and I can't wait to tell you about them. Thanks to the Second Amendment Foundation one more time. Thanks to Brownells, guys and gals. And thank you to you, the supporters of this channel, who have made it possible for me to do what I love and to help out people in the process. Appreciate y'all. Have a great day.